Most of us would have to say that the autumn has been very good this year, but all good things have to come to an end, and next week we're likely to see near blizzard conditions occur across parts of the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We still have a few days of decent weather still ahead of us. We have a couple of weak frontal systems that will impact the region as well. We do look for the afternoon temperatures across the area today to be mostly in the upper 40s and 50s. The warmest weather will be in the Missouri River Valley, and we'll look for temperatures in a few spots, maybe pushing up close to or over 60 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll likely see the 50s dominate most of the listening area. A few upper 40s will still be possible. We'll look for the temperatures on Saturday to contrast from 40s in the northwest to 50s and a few lower 60s in the southeast. And then we'll get into a little bit more coolish weather as we get towards the early part of next week, but Sunday will still be pleasant with upper 40s and lower 50s common across the area. The day in which we will see the most widespread precipitation is likely to be Monday into Tuesday, and we'll likely see most of that occurring as rain initially, and temperatures will be in the 50s for the most part on Monday. But boy, the bottom of the barrel will drop out after that. Temperatures will come down, and by Wednesday, we'll be looking at afternoon temperatures in the upper 20s and 30s across the area. And we do anticipate a lot of wind blowing across the region from the north and northwest at that point, too. Now, precipitation, we do not see much of for a little while. A couple of weak little systems will move across the area, but nothing meaningful will occur. The larger of the two weak events will likely be on Saturday going into Sunday, and that system is still expected to produce rain and snow in western and north central North Dakota into Manitoba, with a little bit of rain and snow mixed for the northeasternmost counties in North Dakota and northwestern portions of Minnesota. That, again, is late Saturday going into Sunday. Everybody else should still be dry until we get to Monday. And on Monday, a low-pressure center from the Central Plains will be racing into the upper Midwest. We'll see a broad-based area of rain and eventually some rain changing to snow as we go from Monday into Tuesday. And on Tuesday, we'll likely see enough cold air coming in behind this system to enhance the snowfall, and we'll likely see a considerable amount of wind building up across the region as well. So snow and blowing snow will be an issue for eastern parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota as we get into the early to middle part of next week. It is still too soon to give you amounts on this because the storm system could still adjust itself one way or the other, and its intensity could change a little bit. But you've had the heads up. It's going to get much colder next week, and we're going to see strong winds and probably some snow. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.